We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And let's head out to the phone lines right now where we bring in Mike Silver. You can see Mike Silver on the NFL Network. You can read him on NFL.com. And you can also check out the Pass It Down podcast. And he hosts that with his daughter, Natalie. And if you haven't checked out Mike's piece today on NFL.com about Aaron Rodgers, I encourage you to do so. Mike, how much yesterday do you think was frustration from Aaron Rodgers? And how much of it is we might have an issue moving forward while he's under contract?
Well, I think it was a message. And Aaron is someone who chooses his words very carefully, understands the power of his words. And obviously he was upset and frustrated, so you have to factor that in. But I think that the message was, look, we've had a model here for a long time where you are asking me to be transcendent to carry this team. And this year he was, and they got to the brink of a conference championship. Some teams have different models. The Bucks, glaringly, in this case, when they got Tom Brady, just went all in mentality-wise as much as anything else, not only drafting the tackle to protect him, but, hey, can we get LeSean McCoy? Can we get Leonard Fournette? Can we get Gronk? Can we get Antonio Brown? Yeah, just do it. We got Tom Brady. And then, you saw a game where Brady threw three interceptions in the second half, and they were able to overcome it. The Packers, Rodgers played very, very well. The Packers were not able to overcome that. And, the Packers have had a mostly passive mentality for a long, long time. And then you throw in the fact that while being passive last offseason, they traded up in the first round to take Aaron Rodgers' replacement, Jordan Love, let alone the opportunity cost of what they could have done there. I just think it's a lot. And so, if I'm Aaron Rodgers, what I'm saying when I say my future's uncertain, I'm saying, look, are we open to maybe changing this model and getting after it a little bit? Because if we're not, and you're already looking past this to the next era with Jordan Love, maybe I need to go to a place that is more in line with that. I think it's the Packers' move now.
All right, Michael, to that point, I know it's still a huge if, but if Aaron Rodgers did want out of Green Bay, what could he realistically do about that?
I don't think it would be hard. I mean, I just think this is a different era, and people are still thinking in terms of the old mentality. I would harken back to the Milwaukee Bucks deciding not to play a game a few months ago and how that went. Nobody got in trouble. Nobody freaked out. What happened was players realized, if we don't want to play, we're not going to play, and you're going to have to figure it out. That's obviously a different case, but watch what happens with Deshaun Watson. We see it in the NBA a lot more, right, Matt? James Harden, most recently, Kyrie. There are only so many Deshaun Watsons in the world, let alone Aaron Rodgers, who may be playing at a higher level at that position than has ever been played, depending on how you look at it. It's debatable, but he's in that conversation. And he wants to play till he's a lot older. Tom Brady's doing it at 43. There would be an absolute frenzy to try to acquire him. And I think the Packers need to think long and hard about what they want to do. You could make a case organizationally and say, well, we're one of two franchises in NFL history to have made a successful transition from one first ballot Hall of Famer to another. We have Montana and Young, and we have Favre and Rodgers. But maybe we could be the first one to do it three times. I mean, it's possible. Jordan Love might be that good. And maybe that's what you want to do organizationally. I would approach things much differently if I had an Aaron Rodgers. And I'm not alone, by the way. This is not just me, the analyst, jumping up and down and screaming. There are a lot of people in high-level positions in the National Football League, some of them who work at or near Lambeau Field. And, I'm expressing the same opinion that a lot of people have.
But what you mentioned, Mike, is the fascinating part for me is that the power paradigm in sports has shifted to where if the player is unhappy or if the player wants to have a change of scenery, he can get that. But at what point does Green Bay then not get fair compensation in an open market if he all but, quote, forces his way out?
Well, fair is just a matter of leverage and circumstance, right? So, look, nobody's forcing anyone to do anything. But if Aaron Rodgers decides it's not the right fit for him and doesn't want to play, their only real leverage is to say, well, fine, if you don't play for us, you're not going to play for anyone. And, Mike Brown tried that, the owner of the Bengals. And I think most people would agree who cover the NFL, Mike Brown is probably the most likely to say, I don't care if my team sucks. I don't care if I lose money. I'm going to be stubborn and prove a point and show you, Carson Palmer, that you will not get your way because I'm Mike Brown and I said so. And he did. And then in October, Jason Campbell went down with a season-ending injury and Hugh Jackson called and he made a trade. So Carson Palmer ended up on the Raiders and then ended up on the Cardinals and ended up in the NFC Championship game coached by Bruce Arians. I just think I'm not saying players have absolute power to do whatever they want, but teams quote break contracts all the time when they cut players early in the NFL. Those contracts invariably aren't fully guaranteed, and players either get shaken down to take less money or sometimes become unemployed at an inopportune time. If Aaron Rodgers wants to go to the Matt on this, then he probably has enough power to come out pretty good.
Mike Silver, NFL.com and NFL Network joining us. Well, let's take this one little step further, Mike. let's say Rodgers becomes available. We've heard a lot about, how he holds a grudge against the 49ers in particular. Is that water under the bridge right now? Or do you think Aaron Rodgers would have if the Niners were interested in him, would he be interested in the Niners?
Well, I don't think he's going to play for Mike Nolan, but, it depends. Depends if you blame.
Hey, grudges run deep, Mike.
Do you blame Jed York? Well, Richard Sherman played for the Niners. I mean, it's business, right? I mean,
yeah.
Do you blame Jed York for the decision to take Alex Smith, who, by the way, Aaron Rodgers would agree is a great dude and we all love, right? So, no, I think if you're Aaron Rodgers, if you can't play for the – I think he wants to play for the Packers, who are less passive. If you can't play for the Packers because all they care about is sitting on their hands in free agency and waiting to see who falls to them in the draft, unless they can trade up to take your successor, by the way, then I think you want to go play for a killer who will get the absolute most out of your – ability and load up to try to win. Do you think Kyle Shanahan and that organization fits that bill? I do. It's the same offense he's running, that he just won MVP, or is about to win MVP with Matt LaFleur. They absolutely, will spend money and be aggressive. And Kyle probably with Aaron Rodgers could be the scariest thing some of us have ever seen in a lot of people's opinions. So, yeah, if I'm Aaron Rodgers and I decide I don't want to play for the Packers, I want to go play for a killer whose owner wants to spend around me. Seems like the Niners should be on that list.
Hey, Michael, not to rain on you and Steiny's welcome to Santa Clara Aaron Rodgers parade, but all that said, Matt Stafford, in your opinion, how well positioned are the 49ers to put together a deal that would likely land them Matthew Stafford?
I don't know about well positioned. It's how much does it mean to you, right? And I keep saying this when it comes to Kyle. Part of having Kyle, which I believe is a good thing, and I hope most 49er fans agree, but part of that is he knows what he wants from a quarterback in his system way better than any of us. So if you believe in Kyle and believe you're all in on Kyle, then trust Kyle to decide how much a given quarterback is worth to him. If he believes Matthew Stafford is that good, then he should give up what he thinks it's worth, right? So in my opinion, we can talk about these quarterback things till we're blue in the face, but it really just matters how much Kyle wants to do it, and he has the power in that organization to make that happen. If Aaron Rodgers is the one we're talking about, then I don't even need Kyle to tell me that. I already know.
Right.
Take anything and then load up and make it happen.
Mike, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate it, man.
Thank you so much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.